The Monroe County Solid Waste Management Board has approved contracting with local firm Kessler Consulting for a feasibility study on a mixed waste processing facility, also known as MRF. In the board's meeting last week, Solid Waste Management District Executive Director Tom McGlasson Jr. said, Kessler's $84,000 bid was chosen over four other firms, in part because of the firm's unique experience.
But in the end, there was one that that did have some unique experience and project experience that dealt specifically with college and university-driven towns, very similar to Bloomington. Given the waste characterization study aspect of our project and looking to differentiate or distinguish those waste characterizations from, you know, the city and the university, Kessler Consulting seemed to have experience doing just that type of thing.
Board member and Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton said the city is also consulting with the Kessler firm on its sanitation automation initiative.
To date, we've been very pleased with them. I just checked today on that. So I actually think that's kind of a nice extra mm-hmm. linkage, too, because we have somebody who's going to be pretty familiar with the new city system, so that may be helpful.
Hamilton said Kessler promised to dig deeper than its closest competitor in the bidding process.
And I also noted that MSW offered to do kind of a, what did they call it, like a just a data-driven analysis aggregate rather than on the ground. But the Kessler, I thought, was very impressive, and they actually had the most detail about our situation now and showed the need to dive deep in. So I like that, too. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all the work on that.
Building on existing knowledge, right, is a benefit for sure.
Board member Steve Volan asked McGlasson if the same team would be working on both the city and county projects. McGlasson said he did not know at this time.
I was aware of the city's relationship with Kessler. Did have some discussions with Adam Wasson, concerning, you know, his experience and their workings with Kessler leading up to their contract. But unfortunately, we did not compare project members, so I can't answer that question, but it is a very good question.
The feasibility study is expected to be conducted over 8 months.